Yeah. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ अज्ञानति निरन्धस्य।
ॐ अज्ञानति निरन्धस्य।
कृष्णपृष्ठाय
भूतले
श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त
श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त
स्वामिनिति नामिने
स्वामिनिति नामिने
नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे
नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे
गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे
गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे
निर्विशेष शून्यवादी
निर्विशेष शून्यवादी
पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे
पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य
प्रभो नित्यानंद
प्रभो नित्यानंद
श्री अद्वैत गदाधर
श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द
हरे
कृष्ण कृष्ण
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम
हरे राम हरे राम
राम राम हरे हरे
राम राम हरे
हरे This morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text Number 8. Vetatvam Soumya Tat Sarvam
Vetatvam Soumya
Tat Sarvam Tatvatas Tat Anugraha
Tatvatas Tat Anugraha
Bruyu Srignasya Bruyuhu Bruyuhu Smighasya Shishyasya Guruvo Guhyam Apita
Guruvo Guhyam Apita
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Translation And because you are submissive, your spiritual masters have endowed with you all the favors bestowed upon a gentle disciple. Therefore, you can tell us all that you have scientifically learned from them. Purport. The secret of success in spiritual life is in satisfying the spiritual master and thereby getting his sincere blessings. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has sung in his famous 8 stanzas on the spiritual masters as follows. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Only by his satisfaction can one please the personality of Godhead. And when he is dissatisfied, there is only havoc on the path of spiritual realization. It is essential, therefore, that a disciple be very much obedient and submissive to the bona fide spiritual master. Srila Suta Goswami fulfilled all his qualifications as a disciple, and therefore he was endowed with all favors by his learner, his learned and self-realized spiritual masters such as Srila Vyasadeva and others. The sages of Naimisharanya were confident that Srila Suta Goswami was bona fide. Therefore, they were anxious to hear from him. Hare Krishna. So we welcome all the devotees for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So continuing from the verse which we read last time. So here what is happening is the Rushaya Uchuhu. The sages of Naimisharanya are speaking to Suta Goswami. Suta Goswami he has heard from his spiritual masters. So here it is mentioned that Srila Sutta Goswami fulfilled all these qualifications as a disciple. What are the qualifications of disciple? That has been very nicely explained in this. That he is a gentle and he is submissive. And because he is gentle and submissive, therefore he can sit and hear from his spiritual master. And that Sutta Goswami has already done. He has fulfilled all his qualifications as a disciple, and therefore he was endowed with all favors by his learned and self-realized spiritual masters such as Vyasadeva and others. So Vyasadeva, of course, Shukadeva Goswami, from whom he heard Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the qualification of a disciple. This is a very important verse. In fact, in this, Prabhupada has given us the secret formula to advance in spiritual life. What is that?
Submissive.
And the secret of spiritual life is to satisfy the spiritual master. Spiritual master. Therefore, Prabhupada quotes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that we sing in the morning, Mangalarti. What do we sing? Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado. Yasya va prasada nagati kutu. Dhanyastvam stasya yashastri sandhya. So this is a secret of spiritual life, that one should be able to please or satisfy the spiritual master. So then why is it called as secret? This we sing every morning, is it not? And this book was kept here only. Who brought this book here? Who kept it here? You kept it, how isn't it? So if it is secret, it is lying here. Isn't it? And why? And Prabhupada writes this as the secret of success. And this is openly we are distributing to Bhagavatam to everybody. And we sing in the morning every day. And how can you write a word secret and you distribute it to everybody? Doesn't make any sense. Does it make any sense? And Krishna also does the same thing in Bhagavad Gita. What he says? Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam Pavitram Idamuttamam Pratyaksha Avagamam Dharmam Shishupam Kartu Bhavayam. He says, this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is Raja Vidya. It's not Jada Vidya. Jada Vidya means what? Which speaks about the material elements of this material world. Whatever it means. Yesterday we were discussing what are the 20 items of knowledge. Amanittam, Madhambittam, Ahimsakshantilarjivam, and so on. So they are called as Jnana or knowledge. And Krishna very nicely says, apart from this, anything else is there and that should be considered as Ajnana. And these are the only 20 items which are considered as Jnana. And in which the first quality we are discussing, Amani. Amani means one who is prideless or one who is submissive or gentle. So these are the qualities of a disciple. And Krishna, he says that Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam. This Vidya, this knowledge, is Raja Vidya, the best of all the knowledge. And it is Raja Guhyam. If something is Guhyam, what is the meaning of Guhyam?
Secret.
Raj Guhyam means what? Royally secret. If you are cheated by somebody, then you don't say, I was just cheated. I was royally cheated. that means in a very great way I was cheated. Or I was royally looted. When you use this word royally, and he is royal in his speaking or in his behavior. That means what? He is coming from great ancestors of great Maharajas. That means that indicates that he is very great in his whatever he is doing. So this royally cheated, royally killed. Royally killed means what? Royally killed means he was shooted in the battlefield of any battlefield. a king wants to die in the battlefield. He doesn't want to die at home. And there's an insult for him.
So royally, so you know where they are? Alle, idrolage table mele. Either table or idrolage. Kidki olage. Thara on box ite, a box olage ivaga to. So Raja Guhyam. It is royal secret. Royal secret means top secret. Nobody can understand it. And this Bhagavad Gita is distributing it to everybody. So how can it be a secret? If it is distributed to everybody. So then it should be understood that it is open secret. What is an open secret? What is the open secret? For achieve anything in this world, work hard. How can you work hard? Everybody knows how to get good marks in exams. What is it? Study nicely, do your homework very nicely, and every day attend your college or school, and everybody knows it. But still, only one or two succeed. Why is it so? What is the reason? Although it is known to every student.
Very few forward. Although everybody knows the secret of passing in exams, but still only few are able to follow it. So therefore it is secret, and it is open secret. Why it is open secret? Because it is known to everybody, but nobody understands it. Nobody actually gets that fruit. Why? Because they are not doing the basic minimum. What is the basic minimum? That they have to attend their classes in the school or college. They have to write their unit tests or this or that. And after doing all of that, if they are very rude and rough to their college teachers, or if they are doing something else in the college, some big problematic thing, then there is no question of his getting passed. So this everybody knows. So because everybody knows it, because only few are able to at least pass in first class, what to speak of, getting distinction and even more than that. That is because it is an open secret, and every student knows how to pass exam, but hardly someone following it. So this is nothing new. Spiritual life is if you follow the rules of material life very nicely, then you will succeed in material life, hopefully. Of course, there is a karma, there is other factors also. But usually, generally, if one follows the rules proper, and let us say for example health, if whatever state of health he may be in right now, but still he can improve his health by following some rules and regulations. Similarly, whatever health, whatever may be the condition of your material life, or financial life, or social life, you can always improve it. Of course, as I said, there are so many other factors. They are also governing your life. But still, there is a chance of improving. But spiritual life is fully under the control of the Supreme Lord and His representative spiritual master. And if you follow the rules and regulations of spiritual life, there is no doubt, there is no other factor governing other than Supreme Lord Krishna and His representative. They will give full. There is a doubt whether you succeed in material life or not. But there is no doubt that you will not succeed in the spiritual life. Because karmani yardhati kintu cha bhakti vaham. all the karmas are destroyed, are burnt to ashes when you worship the Supreme Lord. But that doesn't happen in material life. Only for spiritual life that rules applies, that rule is there. That if you surrender to Krishna, Krishna will remove all the obstacles and he will let you go to the spiritual world. But if one may endeavor for material life, to for better lifestyle or better way of living, maybe by better health or increasing assets or learning more, whatever it may be. But there is no guarantee. Of course, generally if one follows, then there is a chance of his success. But we cannot assure that. Nobody can assure. But one thing is sure, Prabhupada is very, the first word he uses in the purport, the secret of success in spiritual life is in satisfying the spiritual master and thereby getting his sincere blessings. That means unless you have the sincere blessings of your spiritual master, there is no question of advancing in spiritual life. It is all simply, what is it? Yes, still, no, we are. It's a process of learning. Here nobody is perfect. We are all learning. If I am learning my bicycle or scooter or car or maybe it is aeroplane also. So it's not that at first ride only I will become perfect rider. So I may take so many times. But every time when we fail to ride our bicycle or car or whatever, there is an instructor sitting beside you. He will tell you, because of this, this has happened. Because of this, this has happened. Because of this, this has happened. And if you deny his instructions, then there is no hope. Then we will meet with an accident. So therefore Prabhupada says, havoc. Havoc means what? Duranta. Havoc means big accident. What is it? He says, only by his satisfaction, by his satisfaction, the spiritual master's satisfaction, one can please the personality of God. We can only please Krishna by pleasing the spiritual master. And when he is dissatisfied, who is dissatisfied? Guru. Then there is only havoc. Havoc is a word in English which indicates a big accident, a big, big problem. Disaster word in English. Disaster means finished, everything is finished. So, therefore, first line he says, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadi. This everybody knows. By pleasing Guru, we can please Krishna. Everybody knows. But second other two lines, and second line also is very important. Yasya aprasadat gati utopi. Gati ille. Guruvina gulamanagu tanaka dhurayadanna mukuti. Paripari Shastra Vodhidharilla, Paripari Tirthadi Mindarilla, Guruvila Gunamalagavatam, Dureyadannam. Purandadasa Rilla. The meaning is that unless you become slave of your spiritual master, sold out slave. Slave under you know? Gulam. Gulam is a word from Urdu actually. It's not even Hindi, it's Urdu word. But because it is commonly understood and spoken, so therefore even in Kannada we know gulam means he is servant. But he is not simply a servant. Gulam means actual word, the meaning of gulam is that he is a sold out slave. Slave is a servant and sold out. Jaise ki in the, we understand from the story of Satya Harishchandra. Satya Harishchandra, he was so truth, he would only speak truth, is it not? He would deny to speak anything which is untrue. And at last what happens? Our Vishwamitra Muni comes and everything is taken away by him. At last what one remains is he himself also sells. And now he is the servant of whom? Vishwamitra. So he is the servant of Vishwamitra. And Vishwamitra, I think he says, you, now you can do, you can go. And he takes up the service of working in crematorium. Sudgad noli kelsa ma. And his son, what is his name? Chandra. Lohitashva. Lohitashva, when he dies, his wife brings him to the crematorium. Oh, anyway, my husband is there, he will help you. He said, who are you? He asked his own wife. Hey, you forgot me, I am your wife. And this is your son, Lohitashva, he has died. And I have brought him to crematorium. Why don't you help me? Why don't you help me to cremate this dead body of your own son? I don't have any son, I don't have any wife. Because I am a sold out slave of my spiritual master. Who is he? So he denied his own wife to, he denied the cremation of his own son, and he told her, I cannot do this because I am a sold out slave. Whatever he tells, I can do. Otherwise, I am not responsible for anything or anybody. That is a sold out slave. So unless one, that's what Purandara Das is telling, Guruvina Gulama. Guru ke Gulam jab tak hum nahi hote. तो मुक्ति या भक्ति हमें नहीं मिल सकता. परिपरि शास्त्र वो इधर इल्ला. Then people may say, oh, I can read scriptures, I can understand. No, 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 sir, not possible. Impossible. What is it? परिपरि शास्त्र वो इधर इल्ला. परिपरि तीर्थ दी मिंद इधर इल्ला. अगर people go and take bath in Ganga, they go to all pilgrimage. Once in north. Again in Mayapur, again in South India. It's good. Last time we were discussing. We should go to Tirthas. But what is the use of going to Tirthas when you are not able to please your spiritual master? Not possible. Okay, only thing what happens is your bank balance will reduce. Because to go for Yatra is costly. And because you are drinking water and eating different prasadam, and then you may, after you come back, you may rest for 1 week or 2 weeks. That's what happens. And we have this superficial satisfaction. I had gone to yatra for Tirtha. Tirtha we should go, but at the cost, not at the cost of displeasing our Vaishnava, displeasing. You actually speaking, spiritual life is very simple and very cheap. Cheap in the sense you don't have to spend money at all. Cheap doesn't mean that, okay, I'll do anything and still I'll get the success. Not in that way. It is cheap because you don't have to spend a penny to become a pure devotee to go back to God. It is so cheap because you don't have to go for yatra, don't have to have a deity to worship. No. You don't even have to have beads to chant Hare Krishna. Just chant Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya chanted like this. And his finger. Because we cannot keep track of how many mantras we chanted. So therefore there should be 108 beads. Otherwise you don't have to spend 20 rupees or 50 or 100 rupees for even chanting beads. Hare Krishna mantra Guru gives, just chant Hare Krishna mantra. And Tulsi is available everywhere. Huh? I see, we are trying to grow Tulsi here. Two Tulsis are gone outside the compound. Huh? You see that? Nobody tried to put seed and they are growing. Wherever there is hearing and chanting, there should be Tulsi. Tulsi will manifest there. So you can find Guruji anywhere and go and worship her, put water, is it not? So anybody, spiritual life is so simple and so cheap. Cheap is you don't have to spend money. And that Guru is there and he tells whatever he tells, you just follow him. So that means, spiritual life means eating like this. But if it is simple, then we think, how can it be possible? How is it possible that just by following spiritual master I will go back to God? So, no, it must be something like this. Yes? You will get to eat the same food, but with lot of strain and effort. So therefore, anything we need to have some examples. Now what we discuss is its philosophy. Now we'll go in detail. We'll understand some examples. Band maadi da.
And kalagade ee baaju kond maadare ga.
So now the water is falling. Why is it falling?
Overflow.
That means it is full now. So if I come to my spiritual master with full heart, then if he wants to put something into my heart, it will overflow just like this. So there is no point in going to my spiritual master if I already know everything. Then why I should go to my spiritual master? I should not. It's a waste of my time and his time also. So I should only go to my spiritual master like Daso Swami. How can I serve? How can I serve? What can I do for you? Kim karoti iti kim kara. What can I do for you? Savijnanartham sa guru eva abhigacchet samit pani shrutriyam brahma nishtam. Upanishadic word. It says that one must approach the spiritual master, qualified spiritual master, with samit pani, not simply with bare handed. He goes with samit pani means it is wood to perform yajna. Because in previous ages, the sages should perform yajna. So when a disciple goes to his spiritual master, he never goes empty-handed. Because he always walks through forest land, so he collects some wood and he offers it to his spiritual master. While going only, he is serving spiritual master and he offers it to. And one must approach spiritual master and with not empty-handed. With full hand of some service to Guru. What is that? So the Guru is performing yajna, so therefore I need to collect some wood, that is samit pani, and he is carrying that. And Shrutriyam Brahmanishtam. Shrutriya, Shrutra, Shrutra means what? Shrutra? One who hears. Brahmanishtam. Both are Brahmanishtam. Brahma is supreme. Nishtam is Nishtha. He is submissive, he is dedicated. The Guru is dedicated to his Guru, and his Guru is dedicated to Krishna, and therefore this disciple is dedicated to his Guru, present Guru. Therefore, disciple succession is correct, perfect. Whatever Krishna gives, that knowledge or mercy, immediately flows. And other day, Sunday, there was a blockage here, this channel. So therefore, it was again overflowing. So if there is a blockage, then the next person will not get the next point will not get that flow. It is dried up. Why? Because here there is a big block. So therefore, spiritual life is very simple. For simple. Therefore, Prabhupada would say, he said that spiritual life is very simple for the simple, but very complex for the complicated. Prabhupada said that spiritual life is so simple, you may miss it. Itna asan hai, itna saral hai, you may miss it. But because we are very complex, therefore we find Krishna consciousness very complex. But it is not. It is not. All one need to become is simple. So therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he would say, what is Vaishnavism means? Saralata yai Vaishnavata. Saralata. Saral. Hey Vaishnava. Vaishnava kaun hai? Saral. Whatever is there in the heart, he speaks out. And then he hears from his spiritual master, he follows it. Saralata hai Vaishnava. So therefore, we'll take some examples from the scriptures and we can also quote our own experiences. So the first thing is we have our what? So, first thing is, we have Arjuna. Arjuna is considered as the best disciple of Dronacharya. Dronacharya, he taught the same knowledge to everybody. Is it not? But Arjuna became the number one disciple of Dronacharya. Because he was Gudakesha. Arjuna was Gudakesha. Gudakesha means what? Krishna calls Arjuna sometimes as Gudakesha. Gudakesha means one who has conquered the sleep. Sleep.
Nidhyanugata.
Why? Because Dronacharya would impart the knowledge every day. And throughout the night, he would practice. He never slept. Hardly slept. That means that he is so eager to learn, he had no interest in sleeping. He had no interest in sleeping. Who? Who? Arjun, isn't it? Arjun ko sone mein neend hi nahi aati. Kyun? Because he was so much interested in learning. So therefore he became the number one archer. It is not simply by, okay, I'll also be awake throughout the night. No, but he was also submissive to his spiritual master. And then when everybody was called, and he was also called, there was a test. Now who is the best disciple? Who can do the best archery? So everybody was called. Bhima was there, Arjuna was there, Yudhishthira, Nakula, Sahadeva. Even other Kauravas were there, Duryodhana, Dushasana, everybody was there. We know the story. There was a effigy artificial bird kept there. It was kept on the tree. And Duryodhana, Dronacharya called all his disciples, please come. So I want you to shoot the eye of a bird. So now, please go ahead. So first came Yudhishthira, Duryodhana, whoever. He said, what are you seeing? Can you see tree? Yes, of course I am seeing this tree. I am sitting, standing in front of the tree. Not only tree I am seeing, also the mountain behind the tree. He said, okay, then what are you seeing? I am seeing the mountain, there are some trees on the mountain, and nearby there are some cows grazing, and in front of that this big tree is there. I see this kind of tree because this is producing this kind of fruit. The trees are there, the leaves are like this. Then he said, no, you please come, sir, no need. Then somebody else came, Dushasana came. Then he also said, this. Then he called Yudhishthira. And here Yudhishthira, what do you see? I see tree, I see bird, I see the eye of a bird, and I see fruits and flowers. Okay, then he said, no, you please come, sir. Then Nakul, Sahadev, then Bhima, everybody came. And everybody they saw also the tree, and it was getting less and less. Only somebody said, oh, I am seeing only the bird. I am seeing bird means entire body of the bird. Then at last who came? He said, are you seeing bird? He said, no. Are you seeing the tree? He said, no. Are you seeing the mountain? No. Are you seeing the cows? No. Are you seeing the fruits? No. Are you seeing? Then what are you seeing? I am seeing only the bird of an eye. Yes, you are there. Mujhe keval पक्षी का आंग दिखाई देता, कुछ नहीं दिखाई देता. Then he said, okay, you are the perfect archer. Then you can shoot it. Now you shoot it. And he shot, and it directly went to the eye of the bird. So that means what? There is a goal to achieve. What is that goal? Love of Krishna. That should be our only motivation to practice spiritual. And to do that, if I had to wake up they have to be, I have to be awake, then I should do it. And I have to read scriptures, I should do that. And I have to speak, I should speak. I should hear, then I should hear. I should render some service, I should render some service. Whatever is needed to achieve that goal, I should do. And he shot the arrow and he got it. So usually we are distracted in spiritual life. Therefore we don't achieve success. Success is he is who is focused. Another example we can give in this regard, that if you have a lens, lens, what it does, if you go in the afternoon time, it produces intense heat. How is it possible? It collects all the rays. So let us say I take some
point.
Yeah. So let us say there is a paper. I have to burn the paper, but I don't have lens. How can I burn it? To have a lens. Go in the afternoon time, stand behind the sun, have it. And what it does, it collects all the rays coming from the sun, only in that diameter only. It collects all the rays and it focuses on one point only. Only one point. And that point becomes like, you know, sun, you cannot look at that point. It is as bright as sun, is it not? It is as bright as sun. Because it has collected all the rays of the sun. And there are innumerable rays only of this much diameter. It is collecting all the rays and it is focusing, taking all of that and focusing at one point. Therefore that point becomes so sharp and so bright you can't look at it. And because it is so sharp and so bright, it has the same intensity of sun. It can burn the paper or anything is there below. So how much you are getting in the spiritual life is not important. Whatever you may be getting, are you focusing that in pleasing Guru and Krishna? That is important. One may be endowed with so much of knowledge and riches and opulence and so many other skills in bhakti. So I may be able to speak, I may be able to play mridanga, I may be able to play kartal, I can also play harmonium, I know four wheeler, two wheeler, okay, I can also cook, then I can lead kirtan, I know how to worship the deities. Practically, I can collect funds, lakhs and crores of rupees. Very good, you serve Krishna. But are you focused? What is your focus?
Service.
Huh. No other ulterior motivation. I should not do these things to, let us say, to get some prestige in the society. Yesterday we were discussing Mani, Ahankar. I should not do these things to glorify myself. I should not do these things to get some people to glorify me. Then that is useless. So I have been endowed with so many things. But if I am not focused in my bhakti, what is focus? Am I okay, if I do this, are Vaishnavas are pleased? Is my spiritual master pleased? All Krishna is pleased. You ask this question to yourself. Otherwise, and then we can go ahead. So how much we are getting, Krishna is giving, is not important. Or how much we read is not important. Whatever little we read, are we digesting that? That is important. If the digestion is poor, then you may be eating the nutritious food. But everything comes out. So digesting is very important. So therefore, the second example I would like to give in this regard is Karna. Karna was also a great archer, isn't it? He was as good as Arjuna. And only competition was between the real match, the real fight. Was not between Bhima and Duryodhana, Yudhishthira and others, Shakuni and Nakula killed Shakuni, I think, or Sahadeva.
It was not all these 18,000, 64 actually. Actual real Kurukshetra yuddha was between Arjun and Karna. Yes, they were also important, but this is the pinnacle, this is the climax. And he, who was his spiritual master? You know that? Karna's spiritual master, who was he? Parashuram, who is this? Vishnu. He was not Dronacharya. Dronacharya was a living entity, a jiva. But Parashuram is not an jiva. He is Ram, he is Supreme Lord. Parashuram. What was the power of Parashuram, if you want to know? He killed all the Kshatriyas for 21 generations. He killed and killed. And he had his Parashu, Kodli. With that he was going all around and killing. And initially he was killing the people. He was moving his sword or Parashu with the speed of mind. What is the speed of mind? Now I am in New York, because I am remembering New York. So that is the speed of mind. Now I am in Vaikuntha, because I am remembering Supreme Lord. So that is the mind of, that is the speed of mind. He did that and he became a little tired after swirling his parashu with the speed of mind. Then he became a little tired, then he reduced his speed to the speed of wind. That was the power of Parashuram. And he was, Parashuram was the spiritual master of Karna. So then certainly he would have got better knowledge. Like in Parashuram, Vishnu jab aapko usko sikhayenge, wo jyada accha rahega ya bura accha rahega sikhayenge. But he went to his spiritual master saying that he was
not
Kshatriya. He was a Brahmana. Because he would only teach to the Brahmanas. He said, I am Brahmana. Okay, then he said, okay, then he went and he took initiation. He said, okay, you come and live in my Gurukul cottage. And one day afternoon, Parashuram wanted to rest. He rested on the lap of Karna. Then Karna was thinking, okay, let me serve my spiritual master. He was serving. And then came Bumblebee, Dumbi. Jainanathil. So what it does, he sat on the lap of Karna. And it started boring, drilling. And because Karna was
scorpion?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Dumbi Allah.
Yeah. See, I heard Dumbi, but it could be anything. Ultimately, so anyway, it could be scorpion. Okay. Scorpion bed is also not very simple. Oh, Nani Allah. So scorpion bit him. Then what happened? Scorpion agar bait liya, toh hum log toh hila lenge. He never did that. And then it is said that it was so deep, the wound, the blood started coming out. And if some blood, when it comes out, it is normally cold. Not cold like, you know, fridge cold, but it is cold like water, normal. And Parashuram was resting and some water. Agar aap soye to pani baju se pani aa gaya. Yeah, he is authority. He is doing PhD in blood cancer or whatever. So blood is hot. Okay, whatever. Okay, pani garam pani agar aapke baju mein soya ho ya vyakti ko garam pani aa gaya to kya hoga? Uth jayega na? Or little wet ho gaya. Wet. Whether it is hot or cold, you will become wet. So he got up. He saw, hey, what happened? No, this scorpion came or bumblebee came and bit.
So then why did you not shake your this thing? How can I do that? Because you are my spiritual master. You are sleeping. I want to serve you. If I do it like this, then you would be not able to rest properly. You would get up. And that would be disservice to you. So therefore I did not do that. But you said you are a Brahmana. Because Brahman by nature is very sattvic, he is simple. He cannot tolerate the wound. Who can tolerate the wound?
Kshatriya.
Only Kshatriya. So are you Brahman or are you Kshatriya? Then he was in a dilemma. He said, I'm sorry, I actually... Still he was trying to justify himself. But Parashuram, he said no. Because you cheated me, therefore your knowledge is of no use. So it is not by simply reading scriptures. But are you pleasing the spiritual master? He did not please his spiritual master. Therefore, he did not get the sincere blessings. He got sincere curse. What is the curse? At the need of an hour, you will lose the knowledge. So here, Dronacharya was the best archer because he had pleased his spiritual master. Then we have the example of Ekalavya. He was neither Brahmana, he was neither Kshatriya. Who was he?
Shudra.
He was a bad Ranatharva. Aborigine. Aborigine means Adivasi. And looking at Arjuna, he had a desire. I want to become. Why only he should become an archer? I can also become. So then he knew, I am a... He knew that if I go to Dronacharya, he will never accept me. So therefore what he did? We know the story. He constructed the deity of his own spiritual Dronacharya. He started worshipping him. And then he started shooting the arrows. He started shooting the arrows. And then what happened? He also became a great archer. And then Dronacharya was moving, and what he saw? He saw a dog. He saw a dog, and dog's jaws were up like this, and in between there was
arrows.
Who did this? Then came exclamation, I have done it. He was very proud about his deeds. Then how can you do this? How did you learn this art of archery? No, I knew that you would never allow me, but still I wanted to learn. So therefore I consulted you. People glorify him actually, but he is not worthy of glory. People don't know whom to recognize. People glorify Karna, people glorify Ekalavya, that he was such a great archer. And they condemn Dronacharya. Dronacharya came and took his
thumb.
What kind of guru is he? Because he never, he could not satisfy, he could not see the greatness of Ekalavya. Because he loved only Arjuna, he did not love Ekalavya. That is how people condemn Dronacharya. Actually the fact is, the first thing, a Shudra is not supposed to learn archery. Okay, what happened? He was using that archery to kill the lower animals like dogs. So that is not the success of archery. Should be only done by a proper Kshatriya. To kill Kshatriyas in the war field. Not for any other purpose. Not for any other. So he was doing that. So even if he learns, he will never become a proper kshatriya. He cannot go into the battlefield and kill. He will only do these kind of things. What kind of things? Killing lower animals like dogs and other animals. So that is not the use of archery. Archery is not the dhanurvidya. But still he wanted to become a best archer. He tried. But then he wanted to become as good as Arjuna. See, here there is no question of enemy. Here the question of qualification. We are not qualified. So, but although he knew that I should not do this, still he went on doing it. At the cost of what? Having the deity of his spiritual master thinking that I'll also learn. He learned, but ultimately what happened? He lost his own thumb. He would do small archery with other small bow, but that also he was not able to do. Because, okay, again, of course Krishna is watching everything. Okay. So then he said that, okay, then if you are so smart, then I became extra smart. Then the Dronacharya came, said, oh, you are my spiritual master, how can I serve you? Oh, you want to serve me, really? Then give me your thumb. No problem. Cut the thumb and give. So there is no shortcuts in spiritual life. You know what is shortcut in the spiritual life? I want to attain Krishna, prema. Jumping guru. Directly going to Krishna. Why should there should be any guru in between? Let me directly go to Krishna. Okay, if Vaishnava, why Vaishnava is in between? I will directly jump to guru. I will directly jump to Krishna. There is a toll booth. You have to pay the toll. You cannot say, okay, let me jump. First of all, only it happens in films that it jumps. The car jumps. But in real life it is not possible. Or even if you want to barge through, you will be stopped. You have to pay the toll. So there are Vaishnavas, then there is Guru, then there is Krishna. Why they want to go to directly Krishna? Thinking that Krishna is not like Guru and Vaishnava, because they are very harsh. They are very sharp. Their words are very painful. Thinking that they will try to go to Krishna. Because Durada Gutta, when they go in front of Krishna, they find that Krishna is also like that. Of course, Krishna is full of all good qualities, but he will never accept anything which is against his own disciple. I mean, Krishna's devotees. Okay. So we see somebody as very nice because we have not dealt with him. As soon as you start dealing with a person, you will understand, he is like this, he is like that, he is like this, he is like that. So therefore, let me try this person. So maybe he is not like that. And you deal with him for some time, you will also know he is also like that. Then he will go to some other devotee or someone. Or he is also like that. So then if you go all over the world, you will see all the devotees are like that only. then spiritual master. Okay, we love Prabhupada, we love our Guru. Why? Because we never dealt with him very nice. Very closely. And they also don't know us. So therefore there is a nice, very congenial or very sweet dealings. Because there is no much contact. So as Prabhupada, when he was dealing with his disciples, his friend will discuss it. It was not an easy thing, it was very tough for his disciples. But Prabhupada did his job. Although it is thankless job, thankless task. So, correct a disciple is not an easy job. So many disciples of Prabhupada went against him. One person came Prabhupada, you are giving only in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, only the basic knowledge. That is not needed. We need to know advanced knowledge. What is my swarupa in the spiritual world? Whether I am peacock or I am duck in the spiritual world, or I am a tree, or I am a gopi, or a gopa, or who am I? You should tell me that. Prabhupada said, you are not qualified to hear that. Even if I tell you, you will never understand. It is a secret. You will never understand. So then, if you are not able to tell, then there is one Babaji in Radhakund. Can I go there? He is asking Prabhupada, saying that I want to advance in spiritual life faster. Crossing directly Prabhupada himself, going to that fellow who has no Guru Shisha Parampara, going to that Guru, and he is saying, he will give me initiation in Siddha Pranali Mantra. There is something called Siddha Pranali. Siddha Pranali is, the Guru will tell you some mantras and you should be able to understand. And you will come to know what is your
past.
No, not past. In the spiritual life, what is your swarupa? And you practice that. If you are a peacock, or if you are a parrot, or if you are a deer, or if you are some other animal, if you are a cow, or if you are a gopi, that you have to practice now. So, udhar kya hota hai, Radhakund mein, they do all of that. Ab peacock ke jaise jump karne ka, hai to purush, hai to stri, peacock jaise jump karta waise jump karega, peacock ke jaise vartav karega, parrot ke jaise vartav karega. Parrot is guinea, peacock is navilo, madhur. So, and or else he will dress like a gopi. They will dress like a gopi, they will wear sari and this and that. And they will practice, oh, after I go to the spiritual world, I am a gopi, so let me practice now. Huh? So therefore they do these kind of things, Siddha Pranali. And he asked Prabhupada, so can I go to that Babaji and learn from him? Prabhupada said, you have all blessings to go to hell. Prabhupada actually cursed him to go to hell. Because it was such an offense that he is trying to supersede founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada and all the great predecessor Acharya, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Gaur Kishore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all Guru Shisha Parampara. He is directly trying to go to Krishna. So therefore, it was such an offense that Prabhupada said, okay, you have my blessings to go to hell. Actually, and he left Prabhupada and he went to that Guru, so-called Guru, and he practiced and he fell down. There was no question of advance. So therefore, of course there are so many other stories, but the time is very short. But the essence is to follow the spiritual master, gentle and submissive. Gentle and submissive. Submissive means, how can I serve? What can I do? Kim karoti, kim karoti. Main kya karo, what can I do? Then he can learn, because he is amani, he is prideless. I can tell my one story which happened with my spiritual master. That I painted a Jagai Madai painting. So Jagai Madai, they were blessed by Lord Chaitanya. Of course there is Nityanand Prabhu, there is Jagai Madai, because first Jagai hit Nityanand Prabhu and that was bleeding, and Madai came. But I stopped him. I painted that painting, a big painting in Radhakrishna temple. It is there, 6 feet by 4 feet. One painting. I painted. And then the painting was complete. It was 2003, exactly 10 years before. 2003 mein painting mein nikli. Then I brought it in front of my spiritual master, Radhakrishna. And I
showed it to him. He liked it very much. He gave some corrections. Hey, I saw Anachai, this is. Then I did that correction. Again I brought in front of him. Again Maharaja was saying, now it is very nice, you can put it to the temple. Which I did. And then some other devotees were there, senior devotees were there. And they were asking Maharaj, Maharaj, Haridas doesn't put his name below the painting. Why does it happen? So have you told him not to put the name? Usually artist, when he does, he writes his name below the painting. But Haridas doesn't do that. So have you told that he should not write his name? Maharaj never said me anything that he should not write. But then I did not write and he accepted it. The first painting whichever I did, Maharaj did not say anything to write or not to write. If I write, then Maharaj keeps quiet. Then that is the meaning. What is the meaning? Then I should write. Then when I write, if Maharaj says nothing about it, then I should not write. So that's what I did not sign my paint. Then Maharaj, devotees, when they asked, Maharaj said, okay, yeah, he can write his name. Why is he not writing his name? He can write his name. There is a liquor, you know, liquor pot. In that painting, there is a liquor drunk by Jagannath Madai. And there's I have shown that pot in that painting. And the liquor is spilled around on the ground. Maharaj said, he can write his name on that liquor which is spilled around if he wants. What is the meaning? You should not write. That means writing your name, that you have done this painting, is equal to taking bath in liquor. Because your name is not different than that. If somebody tears down my name, then I feel offended. Isn't it? When I do my signature, I write only my name, no? Then it's as good as myself there. So I have given my authority. Maharaj did that. And there were 10-15 devotees and everybody started laughing. Then I was the only person who was morose. Maharaj is also laughing. Then he said, then everybody understood what I also understood. Initially I was not very happy while Maharaj is saying. But then I accepted it. It's for my good. Because I accepted, therefore I am still chanting Hare Krishna today. Otherwise it's not possible. Because it is the job of a disciple, a spiritual master, to correct his disciple. He does it. Prabhupada did it. His spiritual master also did it. My spiritual master did it. Doesn't mean that I have to do the same thing to others. But as a service, if I have to do, then that is that should not be accepted as envy or hatred or any other thing. Ours is a parampara of mercy flowing. Mercy flows from this guru to this guru to this guru to this guru. Also chastisement also comes. We never speak about that. Submissive means what? Even if there is a chastisement, he will say no problem. Isn't it? And what is gentle means what? He is a gentleman, brother, gentleman. Ladies and gentlemen. Mahila or Sajjan. Ladies and gentlemen. Sat Jana. So Sajjan is somebody that, okay, he is doing for my good, so what is the problem? When instructor sitting beside me, he said, hey, nonsense, why are you taking that study? You will go to hell, you will fall in ditch. Then I cannot, hey, kya sochta tum apne aap ko, mere koi gaali nahi tha. Aisa nahi kar sakta. I have to, yes, sorry. I didn't know. Oh, bolega, mere ko tum leke jayega. Maybe he's getting fit out. But he knows how to escape. Agar tum gaadi ditch mein bhi lekar gaya, to bhi wo kood ke bahar nikal ke chala jayega. But that may not be possible for me on this drive. So therefore, the essence is that it is understood. There is not much to be spoken. The essence is that to become submissive and gentle. Other, if you don't become submissive and gentle in our own spiritual master, in front of our own spiritual master, then how can who? पर दुनिया के सामने तो हम लोग तो विल नॉट बिकम सबमिसिव एंड जेंटल इन फ्रंट ऑफ अदर पीपल. इज इट पॉसिबल? नॉट पॉसिबल. सो देयरफॉर वन लास्ट सेंटेंस आई वुड से एंड आई वुड एंड दैट वी शुड बी लाइक अ चेज इन द लायन लैंब एट होम. लायन इज व्हाट? लायन इज सिम्हा. चेज इन द लायन मीन्स when you go out in the world and preach the glories of Krishna, you should be lion, roaring like a lion. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, surrender. As I do it, as a goal actually. And when you are at home, you should be like a lamb. Lamb is our bakri. Bakri ghar mein kya nahi karega? Bakri kabhi jor-jor se bolna se kabhi suna aapne? Bakri just
like this all the time.
Tell me, what can it? He is always submissive in front of his spiritual master and Vaishnava. But the same Vaishnava, when he goes out, he speaks very strongly. So, but otherwise, it happens otherwise. We are like lion at home and lamb in the chase. When we go out in front of the people, we don't know how to speak about Krishna. We keep quiet. But amongst ourselves, we fight. Like a lion. A true Vaishnava will not do this. Because he is submissive and gentle, therefore he can please his spiritual master and thus get the blessings of Krishna. So this is very simple and easy to understand. There are no complexities in this. So therefore, this quality has been exhibited by Suta Goswami very nicely. Therefore, Shaunakadi Rishis, they are requesting him. Because you are like this. Because you are submissive, you are spiritual master and you have endowed with the blessings and favors bestowed upon a gentle disciple. Because you are spiritual master, Vyasadeva and others, Shukadeva Goswami, they have bestowed that blessings upon you. So therefore, you can explain to us. That is another important lesson. That before we accept somebody as our spiritual master, we should know that whether he is connected to Parampara or not. People accept anybody as Guru, but they have no connection with any of the four Sampradayas. The four Vaishnava Sampradayas. And if you are not connected to any Sampradaya, then sampradaya vihina mantrasthi nishvalamata. Your fruits, your endeavors will go in vain. There is no question of advance. There is no spiritual life only. Where is the question of advancing in spiritual life? You will advance in spiritual life if you are in the spiritual life. And what is spiritual life? To connect it to one of the four parampras. To accept somebody as spiritual master and worship him, his deity, all the time, when he is not present, there is no successor also. Achha na, ki koi kaan padhne wala hi nahi. Why there are so many people are following, so many others who called gurus who have left this world? Because there is nobody to correct. So, it is a great, blessings of Krishna that he has sent us somebody to correct us. Tell us what is right, what is wrong. So therefore, these are the qualities of disciple. And also, if you are qualified, then you will get a qualified guru. Then no, Krishna will send it. You don't. You become qualified. And Krishna will send you the right person. So therefore, we should always try to become ourselves as a perfect disciple. And Krishna is a perfect spiritual master.
Krishna is sitting on in our own heart. He will never betray us. He will only help us. Therefore, these are the lessons we can learn from this verse. So next time we can take 9th verse. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So, what we have decided, yesterday we were talking, that we can have a Bhagavatam class amongst yourselves. So like today is Tuesday, no? Har Tuesday ki din aap aaiye, yahan par, jab kya bhi, you can all chant your rounds and read from Bhagavatam. Just read. And if you do not understand, you will underline it and keep it for inquiry when I come. Because presently you may not be able to understand and explain it and intricacies. So I think you can just read Bhagavatam, chant for 1 hour, read for half an hour, then you can leave. And at least half an hour chanting, half an hour reading is very essential. मंगल या बुधवार और शुक्रवार या शनिवार देख लो however it is possible you can come and do that because sitting and together and chanting and hearing will last time we were understanding last Bhagavatam class we were discussing it is important to hear than to read reading also is necessary but hearing also is very important in assembly of Vaishnavas will be great strength in spiritual Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Madhava Bhagwan ki jai. By the way, Prabhuji.